Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is the Nevada Report. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't usually look into these events too deeply, but I've seen some things that are very interesting right now, and I thought I'd share them with you. I received this and I decided to read it. It says, morning update, latest on the Las Vegas shooting. And let's see what it says. At least 59 people are dead and more than 500 injured after a mass shooting in Las Vegas Sunday night. The gunman opened fire from the 32nd floor. The 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel onto a crowd of 22,000 people. 22. Attending a country music festival. It's the deadliest mass shooting in modern history. You see, the pauses there are for the Masonic numbers. The 32nd floor. In all these events, we keep seeing these numbers. And you'll see a few more numbers here coming up. Two or three more. So you got the number 22 and the number 32. Yeah. The Canadians. Three Canadians were killed in the shooting. Jessica Klumchuk, an Alberta mother of four, and Jordan McIldoon, a 23-year-old BC construction worker, 23. Klumchuk worked as a librarian and bus driver and was visiting Vegas with her fiancé. McIldoon was with his girlfriend. His brother called McIldoon a hero and thanked him for saving my sister. CTV News reported that a third Canadian, an unidentified Albertan, was also killed. The shooter, Nevada resident Stephen Padlock, 64, has been identified as the shooter. He took his own life in the hotel room. He had at least, again, 23 firearms in the room, and 19 more at his home. Paddock appears to have been a wealthy retiree who made regular trips to Las Vegas to the Strip to gamble. Now, you've got 23 again, twice in this article. 19 has always been known as the sacrifice date. Usually it's April 19th. 4 and 19 is 23. Just giving you a little time to think there, folks. Gun laws. Nevada's state laws do not ban assault weapons. As well, the state doesn't have a waiting period for firearm purchases and doesn't limit the sale of assault rifles. Experts don't anticipate the shooting to have a significant impact on gun laws in the U.S. Here are a few thoughts from our columnists. Doug Saunders, there will be a debate about whether this was terrorism. Let me point out that the entire argument about motives and beliefs is absurd and purposeless. A mass shooting aimed at an innocent crowd is intended to create terror. Lawrence Martin, don't expect, as unbelievable as it sounds, shootings such as this one in Las Vegas coming on top of the shooting of a congressman playing baseball and the Orlando nightclub mass killing to derail this campaign on behalf of gun owners and others. Okay, now, I want to explain to you a few things here about timing. Did you know that the Senate and the House of Representatives are going to be, or were going to be, reducing the gun limits? They were going to be reducing control on guns like silencers and other things. They were going to be voting on it very soon. And Nancy Pelosi used this other fellow that got shot in the baseball field by somebody that read the SPLC and went out and did that killing because they saw the SPLC. You see, it's a terrorist organization. And now this just happens exactly at the time when they're going to be voting on it. I haven't heard anybody say anything about that. Maybe they weren't aware of it, but I am, and now you are. By the way, this fellow, not only did they find the guns in his room, and his brother says he doesn't really have anything to do with guns. I want you to know that they found Antifa material in his room. I want you to also notice that they have him on video with Hillary Clinton supporters dressed up in pink with protest signs protesting Donald Trump. He's a Donald Trump hater. So the mainstream media may be trying to point this another direction, as they always do. It also seems that there were multiple shots being fired. One of the fellows said something very interesting in his video. He said, from that Mandalay Hotel, it's kind of far to be shooting. You know what I mean? You usually need to be closer with, unless you have real long rifles or something like that. Now, I've already seen one crisis actor. She made a mistake as she was speaking, and she started smiling and laughing. Now, I'm not going to tell you nobody's been killed, and I'm not going to say anything at this point in that direction. But I do believe that this has the hallmarks of a false flag terror event. In other words, it's a drill. Now, we've heard about people that have been killed. That doesn't mean they wouldn't kill people in order to... You see, this is a diversion. Obviously, the elite are having problems right now. And they got caught in the hurricane things, and they're getting caught left and right in everything. And they needed to do something with this football thing. It looks like they're going to lose the whole NFL, which is a beautiful thing. And they need some kind of distraction. And this is a perfect distraction. I want you to note, too, another fellow on a video made a very, very astute judgment. He said it was very interesting that this was a three-day event, and this shooter, so-called, or patsy, whatever you want to think, we'll find out, though. I guarantee we'll find out. This shooter, he didn't do it on day one. He didn't do it on day two. He did it on day three. And he waited till the last performance, near the end of the last performance. How gracious he was to Nevada to make sure that they didn't lose tourism money. That's what the fellow said. And he's right. Think about these things. Now, they had gurneys there before there were even ambulances there. Where did the gurneys come from? This just is the same old thing. And I guarantee you in the coming days and weeks, because they want us to focus on this, you understand. See, I won't focus on it for too long. I'm already giving you hints that something's wrong with the picture. Now, I watched another video by a fellow who showed how they are able to pull these vents off. And he said that they block things by buses. They'll have several empty buses and they'll block off the scene so nobody can see what's going on. You remember the police that were changing into the terrorist uniforms hidden by a bus? Do you remember that? I do. And he said that it's funny that purple seems to be part of the thing and that they're signaling each other with color so they know who's who in the event. Well, the woman, the one I just told you about that laughed in the middle of her interview, when she made a mistake, she laughed. And she was wearing purple and green. And purple and green is what this other fellow said you see at these events. He also talked about shoes. I want to mention this to you because this is something I never realized before. When that guy in Charlottesville was backing the car up, there was a moment where he was backing up and a shoe came flying out of the front of his car and ended on the street. Now, this fellow that was doing this movie, and let me see if I can find his name, so you might want to look this up and you might want to view this for yourself. I recommend that you do. I learned some things from this. There's, you know, many things I already knew, but hey, you know, you can always learn more from people. There's people all over the world learning things, and we can learn little things from each other and be able to put the whole thing together. Of course, I have to go through. Okay, his name is O-L-E, that's his first name, and the second name is D-A-M-M-E-G-A-R-D. Ole Damegard. O-L-E-D-A-M-M-E-G-A-R-D. And it has Terra in the name of the movie. Let me see if I can bring it up very quickly and stop it. Okay. It's called Terra, Are You Kidding Me? And it's on YouTube. Ole Damegard, Terra, Are You Kidding Me? I suggest you view this because the fellow has some good points and will show you the shoes in different events. And he gives you possibilities on how they pull these off. A lot of people, when these false flag events happen, they don't believe that they could get organized people to actually keep their mouths shut and organize them to do a terror event like this. You'll be surprised that within this video, there's a company that tells you they do these events and they can do them on multi-continents at the same time. And they can change the scenario on the fly. It's amazing. And I suggest you see it. Now, let's go to the next article. Las Vegas, multiple gunmen seen from hotel guest next door across the way. An Australian man who was staying in the room next to the shooter in the Mandalay Bay has confirmed he witnessed multiple gunmen involved in the Las Vegas attack. There were multiple people dead and multiple shooters. I was just hiding, waiting for the police to come get us. I got outside safely and was hiding in the bushes, Brian Hodge told Australia's Courier Mail. Mr. Hodge, who was staying in room 32134 next door to Stephen Paddock in room 32135, also provided important information when he revealed that a security guard was killed by police. My floor is a crime scene. They killed a security guard on my floor. Who was the security guard? Who was killed by police? Wendy Miller from Kooroy on the Sunshine Coast, another Australian caught up in the Las Vegas shooting, may have provided a missing piece of the puzzle. Also speaking to the Courier-Mail, Miss Miller said she was at a bar in the nearby Luxor Hotel, which you remember the Luxor Hotel from William Cooper? The Luxor Hotel, see, Luxor means light. And Luxor is in Egypt. And Luxor Hotel is a very Freemasonic mystery religions hotel, if you've never seen it. I suggest you look up pictures of the Luxor Hotel. Wait till you get a load of that. So Miss Miller said she was at a bar in the nearby Luxor Hotel with her husband when she saw what she described as a man of interest run by. Miss Miller, she's with a husband and they call him Ms. Miller, but whatever, you know. Maybe she's a feminist and likes to be called Ms. I mean, Miller can be a Jew name and probably is, but who knows. Ms. Miller said the man sprinted through her hotel after coming off an escalator from the Mandalay Bay. The man that they, security, were chasing was wearing a security jacket like them, she said. Mr. Hodges' eyewitness report of multiple gunmen and a dead security guard, and with Ms. Miller's report of a security guard being chased by authorities, suggest that the mainstream media narrative of the lone wolf gunman is not the truth. Jeez, I would never believe that they could lie to us. The mainstream media lie? Are you sure, Ms. Miller? The fact is that this was an orchestrated, coordinated attack by multiple conspirators, and the mainstream media are attempting to cover it up. Now, I believe that that is the greatest possibility. I don't believe this man even looks like he shoots guns. He's on the left. He's a liberal. He's a Hillary Clinton supporter and a nutcase, obviously. He hates Donald Trump. I just think you should realize he had Antifa material in his hotel. Now, of course, the mainstream media does not want you to know that he had Antifa material in his hotel, because that would blow them off the map, you understand? They want to portray this as a white man, like a white supremacist killer, you see? And if he's got Antifa material, that blows that down the toilet. So, two explosive videos provided to your newswire have also confirmed there were multiple shooters involved in a coordinated attack, and the mainstream media of a lone wolf gunman operating without a motive is a lie. Both videos show gunfire originating from the fourth floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel, much lower than the 32nd floor, where the mainstream media is claiming Stephen Paddock, a lone wolf, fired on the crowd using an automatic weapon. You know, I heard it, and you could clearly hear that there were at least two weapons being shot at the same time. I really doubt if Mr. Paddock was Rambo. Let's look at the next article. Las Vegas shooting, Mandalay Bay was staged, fake actors proof, it says. I'm not positive if this is real or bogus yet, says the writer. But to all those in search of blood, guts, and gore as evidence, gunshot wounds are not like what you see in the movies. It's very feasible to be shot and not spray tons of blood. In truth, some bullet wounds don't bleed on the outside much at all. Not stating that's confirmation, this is real. But most folks seem not to comprehend the physiology behind bullet wounds. As these people are telling us that 50 plus got killed and stash the death certificates again? Is this what they're going to do this time? At 9:56, Mary Lou Delaney, weight of 111 pounds, did they have a scale to measure her weight? Why 111 pounds? You would say around 110 pounds, suspecting that 111 is a coded number. Well, let's look at 9:56. 9, 5, and 6 is 11. There's 9:11 coded right there. And then we have 111, or 11 times 1 is 11, which is the number for Gog or the Satanic Jews. Like 9/11, you know what I mean? Listen to this. Yep, 450 paid actors the government hired just to make the news and terrify everyone. 4 and 5 is 9. And the 50 that died got a larger check than the rest, he says here. Who knows what that means, whether that's true or not. Who can blame everyone for asking questions? Is this real or fake? Everyone interviewed who was around the supposed gunner, such as hotel guest or staff. There has been countless lies in past events, or it should say there have been countless lies in past events. Specific organizations could have also chose to do a combination event of both fake and real, or create a state of hysteria based on appearances. Now, let me mention one more thing before I go on. Before the shooting happened, there was a woman, and I saw this as a testimony. There was a woman that came in and said, "You're all going to die." And again, 4 and 5 is 9, 45 minutes before the event took place. Okay, she pushed her way all the way to the front of the crowd and told the people that. Doesn't that sound a little like the dancing Israelis? We came here to document the event. How did she know everyone was going to die? So, also, supposedly a firefighter is declaring many people as dead. Many questions should be raised. For instance, attempt to find some genuine bullets that were fired, and also ask questions about everyone who is injured. Likewise, if the person was allegedly firing from a hotel, then where are the accounts of noise from the neighboring rooms or the hotel, or any videos from that hotel? The folks who are giving long interviews appear very weird in their demeanor, overly calm, and extraordinarily clean. Additionally, there was a strange video of a calm person doing a slick way of demanding to utilize a truck to apparently take folks to a hospital. I saw that personally. Please spread the word and investigate and ask questions. You know, here in Massachusetts, my neighbor told me that there's a girl here who was killed at that event. So that proves it's you know, definitely happened for sure. But one never knows. One never knows what really takes place. I mean, because you heard machine guns going off, how do you know that they were loaded with anything but blanks or rubber bullets? Or how do you know that there were any machine guns at all? Listen to this logically. A guy goes to a hotel and he's got 23 firearms. How did he get those into the hotel? These are long guns and things like that. They would have noticed that he was carrying something extremely heavy, like 23 guns with ammo and everything else. Let's use some brains here. I mean, I don't know what to make of this. It's just, I don't believe it's true. I believe this is another diversion. I believe this is the timing of them voting to loosen restrictions on guns and ammo and all kinds of things. The timing's too wonderful. There was a flag placed there as well, a U.S. flag. Okay, where's the Mandalay Manchester benefit concert going to be? A drill at an Ariana Grande concert? Now at a Jason Aldean concert? 50 crisis actors dead in pulse drill? 50 crisis actors dead in this one? They truly need to find some different script writers at the synagogue in Washington, D.C. That's the truth. At 3 minutes in this video, he says, conveniently is zoomed in far enough to cut out the whole upper half of the hotel as the officer in the yellow vest walks by. Other videos with this same particular angle do not show it, this low res and close up. The 3 minute mark has been tampered with. Normally, you'd see those rifle flashes and a cloud of smoke like I just did on another video on LiveLeak. I smell fake here, the writer says. Now, listen, on 5:17 of the video, and that happens to be 22 again. Where did the typical citizens get stretchers? I asked that already. And no paramedics. Here, take these stretchers and go pick up the bodies. Okay, he says, sure. So, I leave it in your capable hands, but as I told a friend of mine, she's an elderly woman, and I told her about this, and she believes it implicitly that the mainstream media didn't lie, that it's a lone gunman, that there's no way that this is fake because there's a girl in Massachusetts who got killed at the event. And my advice was to her is the same I would give to you. Over the next few days at least, watch what comes out. Remember that we're dealing with fake news. Remember that we're dealing with false flag events. Remember we're dealing with people that want to take our guns away with problem reaction solution. And by doing it at a white event, that could get a lot of white people to say, ho-ho, yes, we need to take those guns away. And that's who they want to take the guns away from. It's time you realize that CNN is fake news. You realize that Fox is fake news. They've been caught lying time and time and time again. I mean, I suggest that when these events happen, instead of letting it, evoke your feelings, be reserved and calm. Because I'm going to tell you something about this event that's the same as most of these events. You have a thing called mind programming. And what they'll do is they'll show you the shooting over and over and over again to traumatize you, to make you cry, to make you upset, to evoke your feelings. And then while your feelings are being evoked and your guard is down, they'll feed you with what they want you to believe about the event. Now, I've already told you that this guy has had Antifa material in his room. I've already told you that he's a Hillary Clinton and Hillary Clinton fan and a Donald Trump hater. I've already told you that most people think this guy has nothing to do with guns and doesn't fit the stereotypical gun owner. Very strange as well that his wife, he's a race mixer, she's a Filipino woman, and she just happens to be out of the country at this time that this happens. And when he checks in this hotel, he uses her ID to check in. Also, they found out some other things about her. So, they're not making her part of the investigation, yet they want to talk with her. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to pay attention very, very carefully. You've got to pay attention. So I've done my best, and if and as more information comes in, perhaps I'll do an update report on this. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening, liking, and sharing our videos. This has been a News Bites special report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.